last night at the youth group, I set out our green room very differently to what we normally do. Normally it's just an empty room, really. But yesterday I laid out two tables, one with a map of the world and some post-it notes, and the other side with some Bibles, pens, and blank pieces of paper. And we set out the other two rooms, so the one was going to be a silent reflection room, and another one was going to be a kind of group prayer room, you know, if you wanted to pray with each other and stuff. And we just had the worship time. I stood up and went, explained what the rooms are for, and right, you're free to go. And more or less everybody left the room immediately. I was really, really surprised. And they went straight into the green room, the vast majority of them, and started looking at the maps and looking at the pens and paper. And I thought that they were going to struggle with this because it's a different type of worship that we don't normally do in church. Normally we're very good with the kind of musicians, the band, and singing songs. We're not very good at doing the other types of worship. And so I thought that they would struggle with this, but they didn't at all. They were there reading the Bibles, drawing pictures. They were there with the post-it notes, placing places on the world that they feel we need to pray for. It was quite incredible to see it. And it really made me think that actually I'm wondering whether we ought to change the worship completely, because there was a great sense of community when we were doing it, because we were all doing it together. Quite often when we're doing just song type worship, you feel very on your own. And I think that is something that we've lost, which other previous generations have had, where they'll sing, but it's obviously together. Well, I feel that there's a big concentration at the moment of you and God, but there's not that concentration of us together with God. And I think we need to get back to that to be able to increase comfort between us, that we're able to go on a journey. We are on a journey, and we need to help each other in doing that. And so it'll be quite interesting to see over the next few weeks what we do about that, and what we do to change what we've been doing. So anyway, I hope that makes you reflect as well. Selah.